Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest, Bob Winowski, may or may not choose to join us after hearing Gov's mock Lions schedule release, which came out at 9 o'clock. Gov predicted game by game, not who the Lions, if they'd win or lose, but who they'd play. Wojo right. joins us now. It's Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Wojo, what do you have less interest in? If you could vote for least interested, would it be Stoney's mock draft, which he released this morning, Gov's mock Lions schedule, which he released this morning, or me telling old stories about my cross-country Boy Scout career?
Oh, no. Number three would be my favorite by far.
Really?
By far. Oh, absolutely. But let me just get this out of the way, okay? Win-loss. Ad infinitum. Done. Done.
8-8.
8-8.
8-8.
Okay.
Yet again.
What do you think about the Saturday night game against the Chiefs at home in December?
Who do you like in that one?
Wait, so we're going to play this imaginary game right up until 8 p.m. when the real game gets played. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, let's ask the other question. What 8 p.m. event interests you more tonight? Pistons-Bucks game two or the NFL schedule release?
Okay, that's kind of close, actually.
Yeah.
That's getting a little bit tighter there, I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
Pistons-Bucks, come on. They learned from what the Clippers did the other night, right?
Yeah, they'll only lose by 20 tonight.
Right. I did see Stoney, Devin White? Is that who you took?
Yeah, hopefully he'd be there, but I don't, whatever. Yeah.
Of course, Stoney's already bagging on his own draft.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Don't you love when Mel Kiper releases a mock draft? He goes, we'll see. I don't know. Yeah.
Because there's going to be one next week, too. So, that things could change. There could be some trades.
Now, you did not have Kyler Murray going number one, correct?
No, I had him going number five to the quarterback whisperer, Bruce Arians, who's just going to be fed up with Jameis Winston.
I think Kyler Murray could do some major droppage in this draft.
Really?
He's 4'9". Of course he will.
By the time he gets drafted, you're going to have him at 3'7".
That's probably. I'll have him as a character in Game of Thrones, if you know what I mean.
Let me ask you this, Wojo. We did a little bit. Which player do you hope the Lions don't take?
Oh, don't take? Ooh. Well, I mean, it's easy to say the Hockenstuff tight end guy.
Hockenson, please. Show some respect.
Yeah, I thought that's what I said.
Yeah.
But actually, people have sort of warmed that. I've seen some of the analysts say he's like one of the most complete players of all time at that position and one of the most complete players in the draft.
Jamie's ordered his jersey already.
No, I have not done that. But I much like Wojo, because everybody says I'm like a young Wojo.
skinnier.
I have come around on the thought of them taking a tight end, whereas I was just dead set against it a few weeks ago. I cannot hold Bob Quinn or Matt Patricia culpable for what, Martin Mayhew or Matt Millen might have done.
No, that's true, I suppose, although the value of the position. But you know who I don't want, honestly? Don't yell at me, because I think he's fallen down draft mock drafts anyhow, is I don't want the LSU quarterback, Greedy Williams.
Greedy, yeah, he's fallen down.
He is, right? And the whole lack of physicality, the whole cornerbacks are such a crapshoot in the draft. And I guess I'm still staggered by the whole Tease Tabor thing. I know he wasn't a first-round pick, but they're too hard to predict. Cornerbacks that high, no.
We're talking about Wojo. It's the Wednesdays with Wojo segment of the show. Every Wednesday we talk to our buddy Woj. I mean, I do want to bring up the Pistons just real quick in this sense. You are a columnist. You look for things to write about. You look beyond the obvious, and Stoney and I have struggled with this series because they're in the playoffs, and that's fine and good and whatever. It's not about the past. It's not about what they did or didn't do leading into the trade deadline, whatever. And yet, without Blake, what's there? And I don't know what's there. Like, I will watch the game tonight. I will watch it not expecting them to win, not even really expecting them to play much better than the other night. Do you see any potential spark there?
I don't know about spark, to answer that. Not really. But this is what you're going to learn, and this is part of the reason. Like, everybody went, oh, should the Pistons make the playoffs? And the one rationale was, no, why? They won't accomplish anything, and they'll just get duped into thinking that they're a playoff team. I actually think the opposite could happen and could be happening, is that they'll be revealed, the flaws will be revealed in such a graphic manner that it will push them to make bigger changes. I don't think, say they lose four in a row, I don't want to be too, say they lose all four by double digits, whatever. Don't you think that would be ammo to go ahead and make changes despite making the playoffs?
I think, and maybe it's just blind faith, I think Stefanski, Malik Rose, and Dwayne Casey, to a lesser extent, they know what they have. They're not stupid. They're going to make changes regardless.
Okay, I mean, that may be it as well, but they probably would not have made major changes if somehow, I don't know, the Pistons took the Bucks to seven games or whatever, which we knew wasn't going to happen. But it's at least it's only one game. It's only one game. But so far it's been revealed in such graphic detail, the inability of Andre Drummond or Reggie Jackson to be, like, true leaders, like take a team. I mean, what the TNT crew, it was hilarious, Charles Barkley and the gang.
It was funny as
I long. Haven't seen them mock a team or a game on the air like that in a long time.
So what you're saying, if I can, parse your words a bit, is...
Don't parse my words, mister.
The debate here is, should the Pistons tank against the Bucks? 248-539-9797.
I think they're doing it without our permission.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah.
That's why we talked about bold moves you'd like to see made by Dwayne Casey. Start John Lohr, and I think I want to see Kyrie Thomas play significant minutes.
Oh, God. what I want to see?
I want to see Ish Smith start, and I want to see Luke Kennard start tonight.
Right. There you go. No, this is cliche. I don't care, because I really don't care, even though it is. I just want to see them show some pride tonight. I mean, they've been mocked. They've been ridiculed. They've been scorned. You know, Andre Drummond with his antics and shoving the freak and all of that. Show some damn pride tonight. And, right. And well, what does that mean, Woj? Play harder. Don't give in. Don't give up. Play some defense. Close out on three-point shots a little bit better. My goodness. That's all
this?
I'm asking
if
for.
You're going to take a flagrant, make it a flagrant one, and do it in the first 2 minutes. Don't do it in the third quarter when you're down 30.
Or make it a flagrant 12 and get the freak out of the game.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, no. I'm not advocating that at all.
A flagrant 12? I believe that. Doesn't that involve dual amputation?
And a machete.
I think flagrant 11 is one amputation. I think flagrant 12 is two amputations.
Let me make this clear, legal disclaimer. Wojo is not advocating that they get Giannis out of the game, okay?
Oh, okay.
Not advocating that.
Yeah, that would be really ugly. If he got hurt tonight and they played the segment back on, like, SportsCenter, and all of a sudden Detroit radio host Bob Winowski was calling for the Pistons to do this, that'd be really bad.
That'd be bad. Hey, Wojo, why would you hire a general manager of a professional sports team that team got swept by the eighth seed convincingly?
He's not the general manager.
Ooh.
He's an advisor.
He built the team.
I'm being
facetious.
Huh?
Are you talking about the Penguins general manager, or are you talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning general manager?
Steve Yzerman joke, basically.
Yes. Long way to get there. But it was good. It was a fun path.
It's like some
fun
of those journey. Questions last night.
Yeah.
It was fun last night. By the way, I was watching the end of that, and of course you think, well, Steve Yzerman, well, he's not immediately available anyhow. He's still through June 30th or whatever. But does that top any of the Red Wings' first-round gags ever?
Yes, it tops it.
I think
it
so.
It does.
I think so, yeah.
Because, yes, they tied the wins record, and they lost to a team that has never won a playoff series. Ever.
Right, and it's John Cooper losing to a team from Columbus. John Cooper supposed to win big games, right? He didn't. Again.
Yeah, he screwed it up. However you
I know.
Yeah.
Greg, what happened was Greg made that joke about an hour ago and did it brilliantly, and then Stoney just tried to steal it and use it as his, and it didn't quite go as smoothly.
Oh, well, I'll go back and use it later. Yeah.
Yeah, feel free.
That was I was going to say that bordered the trunk or treat or treat or trunk or whatever you're doing.
Right. Well, to answer Stoney's long, winding question, I don't think it affects at all either the timing or, of course, the interest in Steve Yzerman whatsoever for the Red Wings. Timing is always was always, in my mind, going to be after through the summer, through the draft and everything else. But we'll see. I mean, can you say that Lightning team is flawed? In what way are they flawed? Or did they just run into one of those NHL mystical playoff forces?
It's probably a lot. I mean, John Cooper, the hockey coach, not the football coach, did say last night that by being so much better than the competition, they really didn't play good competition. And even when the Wings won 62 games, let's not forget that they took their time getting going in that playoff series. Remember, they played the St. Louis. That was the year that Yzerman scored the Game 7 goal.
Correct.
You know, so then they lost to Colorado. So it doesn't, you know, just being a great regular season teams, sometimes you can take your eye off the ball, and it's hard to kind of rekindle it once the playoffs begin.
But this reminds me of the Wings weren't the number one seed, or were they? They were when they lost to Anaheim. Weren't they swept by Anaheim in the first round that one year?
They were a two seed.
Two seed, okay.
They were defending Stanley Cup champions, right? I mean, they were coming to Stanley Cup, and that was Dave Lewis's first year as head coach. But
which, you know what, this lends credence to next year when the tank crowd marshals up their forces again and lines their tanks up down Woodward. We say in the NHL, if you just sneak in, you got a shot.
Yeah,
right. Because Columbus was doing buy or sell radio for like 2 weeks,
and they bought.
And they bought.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, I do think the Lightning need to get a bit bigger on the blue line.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Probably win some of those battles.
Four
in the
lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a grind line.
Win the faceoffs.
Shoot the puck.
Yeah, shoot the puck. I mean, what are they thinking?
Get some secondary scoring.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some dirty goals.
Yeah, maybe add a guy like Murray Barron or Jeff Norton or Bob Bugner.
They needed Luke Richardson.
Yeah, Luke Richardson. All right. Woj, thank you for the time, as always. Tonight's show from, 6 to 6:11?
Oh, yeah, we're going to action-pack. We're both, me and Bogey, both going to do our mock drafts.
All right, can't wait.
One through seven rounds.
Wednesday with Woj, 97-1 the ticket. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.